Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
It's a tale as old as time. Governments have debt and leaders who have different ideas about how to address it. So nothing new there. But you might be surprised to learn just how fast our nation's debt grew right from the start. We're talking Revolutionary War. Not only do we have a history lesson for you today, but Eric is going to cover what you should be ready for in the future in terms of government spending and how it'll impact your retirement. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is a certified financial planner, and he's here to guide you about retirement planning. Heckman Financial is local right here in Silicon Valley, and they are celebrating over 30 years of helping retirees just like you have remarkable retirements. 800-454-1184. Just text the word toolbox. Find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Lynn. Yeah, let's get into this about the debt and what matters to you.
Yeah.
Personally versus, you know, all the headlines.
Okay, very good. So if you go back, we've been in debt since really 1778. We borrowed millions of dollars from the French government. And then it has just kind of gone on from then. At the end of the Revolutionary War, our total debt was $43 million to where we are today, $31 trillion. How are you talking to people who are concerned about the level of our debt and the impact it's going to have on their retirement, Eric?
Well, a lot of it's about taxes. Nobody thinks it, but we're actually at a very low tax part of our history and for personal income taxes. So yeah, doing Roth, doing anything you can minimize taxes on, that's really the key. Because if you make 1 or 2 more percent, you know, that's nice. But if your tax rate goes up 5 or 10%, there goes your, you know, your extra earnings, right? So that's what we want to do is talk about how can you personally fix these things versus, you know, just watching it and complaining and you know, not taking any action, right? So there are steps you can do to take action to lower that tax bill for the rest of your life.
So part of, you know, your blueprint to worry less wealth, you guys have in there, you know, an income strategy, investment strategy, tax strategy, healthcare strategy, and estate planning. So let's take that tax strategy that you guys really focus on. It has nothing to do with preparing taxes, does it?
No, I mean that is obviously something that you can do, but that's more backward. Mm-hmm. That's talking about what happened. Tax planning's more what you should be doing now for, you know, this year going forward. So next April is not as painful. So that's what you need to be doing. And it's not just year by year. It's over your whole lifetime. Because if you can lower it down a bunch, yeah, you can maybe make sure you're live a fairly tax efficient, you know, retirement. But a lot of people aren't paying attention to that ahead of time.
Eric, in your Wealth Creator Toolbox that I always like to, we always talk about on our show, you have something in there about taxes. Are you paying too much in taxes? So people can get that along with your book, Worry Less Wealth. All they have to do is text the word toolbox to your phone number, right?
Yep. Yeah. Just text toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can even download it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
See, you can even download it, so that's pretty cool. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president at Heckman Financial, where you get some really good advice about how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. That is their goal for you. All right, Eric, I want to play for you Bill Clinton back when he was president in 1996 and what he had to say about the debt ceiling. This is just, you know, an old issue. Political parties go back and forth all the time. So here's what he had to say, and then we'll compare it to what Kevin McCarthy said this year.
I think it is terribly important that the Congress pass a clean debt ceiling and do it immediately so that we can honor the full faith and credit of the United States and so that those Social Security checks can go out at the 1st of March.
I remember that. 1996. I remember Bill Clinton saying that. And then here's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy this year.
They have difference of opinion on both sides. But if the Senate has a different opinion, pass a bill. How Congress works, if you just go back to Schoolhouse Rock, House passes a bill, Senate passes a bill, they can go to conference, and the president can then decide. But the one thing I do know, Schoolhouse Rock, they never told you not to negotiate. They told you to work together. And that's what we're doing.
Schoolhouse Rock. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Schoolhouse Rock's definitely a good one to reference. But in terms of them working together, I don't know how close or how much reality it was. It did seem like they actually did a little bit more normal. But, you know, the part I always kind of look at for these political parties is, you know, look at what the trade-offs. Well, one of the things that McCarthy had stripped down was he took away funding that had been previously announced to raise money for IRS so they can actually make sure people actually pay their taxes and don't cheat on their taxes. And so if you're really worried about federal spending, why would you take money away from the, you know, from one of the places that can raise money for you? So, you know, if you're a big business and, you know, you've got a lot of outstanding collections, you want your collections department to be well-funded and, you know, get those monies, right? So they did do some negotiations. Yeah. I don't know if it was really for the real best interest of the operating entity called the U.S. government because that seemed like a weird one to take away as you're complaining about spending too much money. You take away a way to get your income back up. So, you know, it was good that at least they did do stuff. They at least got it done. They didn't go into default. They didn't shut down the government. So, hey, at least there may be some glimmers of hope. But
maybe.
Ironically, the last time we actually had a balanced budget, you know, so a balanced budget means just you're paying for all your bills. Doesn't mean you're paying down your debt. Just means you're not adding to the debt. Was ironically under Clinton and Gingrich when they actually worked together back
really?
Then. So it's been a long time.
Gosh.
So we haven't had it since then. And the national debt, it was only $20 trillion in October of 17. And now it's over 31. And
what?
A lot of that went up under the you know, first under Trump's tax cut because he cut income but didn't have any way to raise any money.
Right.
And then, of course, we had COVID stuff on top of that,
right,
which was under, you know, him and Biden both. So, yeah, nobody's been paying our bills. So anytime you're talking about that and how to, again, I always want to get people to redirect all this negative stuff or all these headlines back to their own personal situation. You know, so what does that mean? Well, it means Social Security might get changed around again. You know, they've already, you know, moved it out several years. They've, you know, taxed it. And so that's one thing to be thinking about is your Social Security might be a little bit less or might get taxed more, or, you know, have to see how they work on that. And then obviously taxes are not really going down ever, no matter what any politician says. So the only way to protect yourself then is have stuff more tax efficient or tax free. And one of the great ways is Roth. There's some other tools. There's overfunded life insurance. If you do it the right way, you don't go to places where they lie about the name of the product or if they use silly terms, lasers or other goofy things, or they just use the tax code number to make it sound like some other interesting plan. It's life insurance. But if you overfund it, yeah, it has some great tax benefits. So there's also some other great investments that have great tax benefits. So again, it's more about having an overall plan and really knowing, you know, where you're at and how can you lower that tax for the rest of your life.
Well, Eric, it's interesting, you know, because we know that the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire the very first of 2026. So it is not a matter of if, but when taxes are going to go up.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, what 2026 sounds like a long way away, but no, that's like 2.5 years.
Yeah,
right.
So, I know.
So you don't have much time left to take great options on, you know, how can you use this to your, you know, to your advantage? What things can you do to lower down these taxes, not just now, but for the rest of your life? We have some great tools in our toolbox. These are all digital tools you can download, or you can even get a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth, there, or even set a time to talk. So again, if you want to go check that out, just all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric, and we have for you a Wealth Creator Toolbox that you can get complimentary, which includes his book and a whole bunch of other educational reports that can guide you with retirement. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox. Now, there's no way to truly prepare for something as devastating as the death of a spouse. So it's important to realize that you probably won't be able to make solid financial decisions in your grief. So, Eric, I know that, unfortunately, you have experienced this a lot, not only with your parents, but also with your clients.
Probably one of the examples that comes to mind a lot was this one lady who they had been married, I think, 40-something years, a long time. Mm-hmm. And they had some rental property, and they had lots of different assets and such, but her, like most people, unfortunately, still, or a lot of people, I should say, wasn't one of the things they wanted to bother with or, look
right,
at
yeah.
was the personal finances. And all of a sudden, not only does she have to figure out her finances, but she also has to run rental property. And her husband was the one who, he was kind of a handyman kind of guy. So uh-huh. He would, in retirement, he'd fix a lot of stuff himself. And she got a phone call, and the tenant was talking about some problem with the floors, and she just started crying on the phone to the tenant because she didn't know what to do. And so, this is one of these things where they had these rentals since the 70s.
The
fact that they, didn't ever talk about this or do anything about this or prepare for any of this. And I actually got referred to her by an estate planning attorney that she was having to go talk to after he died and stuff. So that's how I met her. And probably the most interesting thing that's kind of always stuck with me is she said how everything was in a fog. And so every time we would talk, she'd say the fog's a little bit less. And then several years later, she came in, she's like, the fog's lifted, and I'm good now and stuff. And, and we had to do a lot of different changes. I had to help her with a lot of different accounts and consolidate a lot of things. And the other weird part for her was, even though she had a lot of assets, it wasn't until she actually had money coming in the door. So for her, having $1 million, $2 million sitting around didn't feel like any money until it was actual, checks coming into the checking account every month. That's the only thing that she kind of was used to caring about because, she just wanted to see that income coming in. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of those things where, unfortunately, they never talked about it because what to do and stuff. And, we were able to find her a realtor who could help her with the tenants and figure out all that stuff. And then we sold those off, and did all this stuff, mm-hmm. To increase her income a whole bunch. And, now she loves it. Now she's, moved into a senior housing facility type place because she just wanted a, independent one where she just has other people to talk to because she had this huge 3,000 square foot house that with nobody else in it anymore. And it just seems silly. So, but now she's doing great. But, again, that's one of those things where people need to really talk about this. But of course, nobody does wants to. And then lots of times, there's usually always, I would say probably at least 2/3 of the time, there's one spouse that could care less about money.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I always insist that at least a couple of our meetings, they come to them because at some point, you may very well likely be the one running all this, even though you don't care.
Right.
You might have to care
so
at some
true.
Point.
Yeah. In fact, the World Health Organization says women tend to live between 6 and 8 years longer than men on average. I think we all just know that, just on average, when you think about it, just people that you see. You know, most of the time, not every time, not with my mom and dad. My mom went first. Same with you, right? Your mom went first.
Right.
And then our dads. So the wives there did not outlive their husbands. But for others, Eric, how do you help them understand the reality with their financial planning? Like you said, you make them come to a meeting. But what else? Anything else?
Well, the nice thing is with our income planning software, that it's part of the blueprint to worry less wealth that we create for people. You know, we can flip to one part of the screen and say, okay, if this person died in 10 years, 15 years, whatever, what does everything look like to the other person? And so, you know, you lose one Social Security check, your tax rates go up. That's one of the most evil things, mm-hmm. as people don't think about, is, you know, your income drops, you know, maybe not in half, but by a third, but your income tax brackets drop by half.
Gosh.
So a lot of times you end up actually in a higher tax bracket after your spouse dies.
Yeah.
And so we kind of go over that stuff, and we can actually show that and illustrate it. And, you know, but also just making sure that, you know, if you're having some sort of lifetime income, is there joint payouts? Is there, you know, where is this money at? And just really making sure they know those basics, and, you know, just kind of keeping them in the loop, even though they may not think it's interesting or think it's too boring. Again, they might be running it, so
yeah.
It doesn't matter what you think about it, because at some point, if you're the one all of a sudden having to sign the checks or just make all those decisions, you need to know something about it. So you know, that's the main way we kind of help people with that part.
Eric, why don't we tell people what they need to do, who they need to notify when or if something does happen to their spouse and they do not have a financial plan or a financial professional helping them?
Well, really, they just need to reach out to somebody. Hopefully you have a trust set up. I mean, even if things are set up and organized, it's still a mess and still a ton of work. Mm. If they're not set up, oh my gosh, it could be almost a full-time job.
Gosh.
And so one of the things that we have actually is we do have a survivor's guide that we give to people to help them. And, you know, there's certain things you got to do and within 30 days, typically, which would be like, you know, Social Security, and if you have a trust or something like that, or having an affidavit of death from, you know, from the attorney, mm-hmm. for those types of things. Then you just kind of course, want to find out where all the accounts are and such. But, you know, then there's certain things you want to do at 90 days. There's certain things, you know, you need to do over a year. You know, there's certain things you don't want to do, right? I mean, there's a lot of things like, you know, don't decide where you're going to live if you're selling the house or selling this or that, you know, until you have some time, because, you know, those rash decisions could have a lot of side effects, tax-wise and just lifestyle-wise too, because, you know, if all of a sudden you say, oh, okay, might as well sell the house and move out of here. Well, that's also where your friends live, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, your support group may just ditch your support group right when you need them the most. And yeah, so there's a lot of things that you don't want to overreact to. But I mean, we do have some resources. I don't have the checklist up there, but that's something people could also, you know, ask us for. But we have a lot of tools up in our toolbox. And that's one of the things that you can request. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, or you can call and leave a message and request the toolbox. That's at 800-454-1184. Again, you can text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or you can download all the resources there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
That's wealthcreatorradio.com. We just thank you so much for joining us today. Eric, are there any other first steps that we need to make if something happens to our spouse?
Well, there's a couple things like death certificates. Usually you want 5 or 10 of those. Seems like a lot, but
yeah.
A bunch of places want those.
You need them. I remember, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, if you haven't set up funeral stuff, you have to go through all that stuff about, you know, cremation or burial, all those fun, awful decisions,
yeah,
right?
Right.
You know, but like I said, slow down a lot of other things. Don't make a lot of rash choices. You know, there is some stuff that you want to do is you want to look at, like, keep the brokerage statement for that month because there's a difference in value. You get a step up in value at somebody's death.
Hmm.
If you're going to keep that real estate for a long time, at some point you want to get an appraisal on the house and other things. So, you know, again, there's stuff you want to do. I think it's probably one of the most critical times to really have some sort of advisor to talk to and, you know, find out all those questions, because obviously it's a super stressful time. You know, there's a lot of things going on, and, you know, really what you have to do is say, okay, well, How's my income changing? I'm about to lose one Social Security check. Do I have any other income changes that's going to happen? What do I need to do with IRAs and such like that? Because those you have to roll over to your name and you know decide how to handle those and what's going to be your spending level going forward. A lot of things don't change. Your property tax doesn't get cheaper. Your Wi-Fi bill doesn't get cheaper. You know, there's a lot of things that after somebody passes away, it's not everything's cut in half. It may be cut in 20%, 30% cheaper, but not compared to how much your income may have just dropped right. And your taxes just went up. So, but there's also a lot of great things you could do last minute tax planning in that year where you're still legally married, because the year of death, you're still able to qualify as filing married. The next year, you file single and your rates go up. So there may be some stuff like Roth conversions, other things that you'd want to take action on right away. So again, I think it's really a great time to reach out and get some resources and talk to somebody. So, you know, if you want to, again, get that toolbox, get some information there. And then if you want to reach out or if you have somebody in that situation, definitely have them get a hold of us and we can help them a lot. Again, you can either text the word toolbox or just call and request it at 800-454-1184. Again, that's toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
What happens with your taxes and Social Security when your spouse dies? Eric will walk you through those changes when Wealth Creator Radio returns.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. So today we've been discussing what to do with your finances after your spouse passes away. And Eric, because it's unlikely that you're both going to pass away at the same time, tell us how you help ensure that the spouse will have enough to live on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, I think, one of the most important things that, you know, people, especially I think us guys, are really bad about. So we'll look at the income plan and, you know, we'll sit down, we'll either on Zoom or, you know, if it's in person here in the office, we'll go over the income plan. We'll be looking at that and saying, okay, hey, here's how the money's going and everything looks good. And then lots of times they kind of forget to look at the next tab, which is, okay, if some one of you passes away, you know, say it's, you know, 10, 20 years, whatever it is, how does that affect the other one? Does the money still last as long? Does it run out? Because, you know, there's a lot of things that happen, you know, in terms of taxes and income and so forth. And sometimes that answer is not so great. And, you know, obviously if you have real estate or something else like that as a backup, you know, there may be ways to, you know, borrow money out or withdraw money or downsize. But, you know, again, it is one of those things where you want to look at it both ways, because especially around here, we get a lot of engineers, they have their spreadsheets, and I have yet to ever meet one that had a spreadsheet where it ran out the analysis if, you know, if he died for, it's always the guys, by the way, who does the spreadsheets.
Usually.
Just so far in my sampling size, I haven't had any women do the spreadsheet thing with me, but, well, there's a couple that actually track their money, but not to the detail some of these guys do, but yeah, I've never seen it with somebody, you know, what happens to my spouse. It's always just the two of them.
Yes,
and so there's a little bit of blinders or whatever you want to call it on for, not like people don't know that, but they just don't, you know, it's one of those things where you just don't want to plan it's or just, talk
yeah,
about it, right?
Yeah, you just don't go there. Yeah. You mentioned earlier, you know, that so many things do happen when a spouse dies. I want to talk about, you know, how that income situation is going to change. You mentioned that. Tell us what happens with things like pensions and Social Securities, Eric.
Yeah, so pensions, you have this, you know, if you're lucky enough to have one, then you've got this jargon that they have, this 100% joint survivor type jargon, or 150%, you know, 100/50. So what those numbers mean is it's always 100% if the employee or whoever had the pension is around. But what happens if that person, primary person, passes away and the secondary person gets it? And that's what that other number is. So just throw some numbers out there. Say if the person had a $4,000 pension and they did 100/50 for joint and survivor, you know, payouts, what that means is as long as that person's around, 4,000's coming in, but the second they'd pass away, the surviving spouse only gets 2,000. So that's obviously a big difference,
you know,
in income. Now, if that other person passes away first, the other one still keeps getting the 4,000, so there's no effect there. But for most spouses, especially if you want to stay married, typically you'll do the 100% each. But sometimes people do what, because you do what happens, the trade-off is if you're doing 100% each, you might only get 3,500, not 4,000. So, right, you're basically buying life insurance by having that lower income for the rest of your life. And especially if the other person passes away, well, then you messed up. You picked the wrong one, but you didn't know, right, ahead of time. So so one solution is to have life insurance if you have a pension. If you know you're going to have a pension payout, start looking about life insurance probably when you're 50, 55. Don't look when you're 65. Because it's a lot older and tougher to get, and you don't have the timeline there. So if you plan that out a little bit better, it you know, then maybe you can pick that full value just to you and have the life insurance come in and offset it. But like I said, also the other really tough one, which pretty much affects everybody, is Social Security. Social Security, you get the larger of the two checks. So say if one person's getting 3,000 and the other one's getting 2, if one person dies, doesn't matter who, the 3,000 stays and the 2,000 goes away.
Wow. But look how much you lost, you know. Wow.
But again, yeah, that's a huge amount of lost money. Social Security is not state taxable in California, so that's a lot of tax-free money on the state side. And then, you know, 15% of it's not taxable on the federal side. So it was also fairly tax-efficient money, so it's kind of almost bigger dollars because of that aspect. And so, yeah, now all of a sudden, you know, you've got a lot more money that you need to come up with. And again, a lot of those expenses don't change. You know, mortgages don't change. Property taxes don't change. You know, a lot of your utilities barely change or don't change. You're going to still need a lot of this money. What does that mean? Bigger withdrawals from your other assets. And that means it's going to be a bigger burn rate. And again, that's where you want to make sure you have that plan in place. And, you know, if you don't have that plan in place, well, good luck, right? I mean, how do you know if things are going to work or not? So just like NASA has all these backup and contingency plans, you know, we all need that for our retirement too, right? You need that backup.
Yeah.
You need to have something to say, okay, if this happens, we want to plan for the best. We would hope for the best, right? But you also still got to plan for the worst. If this happens, how's that going to change my life? And you know, but life happens, and that does happen. So one of the things we have developed is this toolbox here that we have. So we've got a lot of resources up there. We've got a copy of my book. We've got a lot of educational materials that you can pick and select from and just download. So again, if that's something you want to grab, super easy. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, or you can even call and leave a message for toolbox. But text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, this toolbox is complimentary. So this is just a way to honestly transform your worries of retirement into confidence. So something that we want you to get free of charge. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So Eric, what if one of the spouses had a long-term care illness? Okay, so they spent, who knows, years or months and months in long-term care. It's so expensive. How does that make things change for that surviving spouse?
Yeah, so that is probably the biggest blinders that especially guys, and I think all of us have, is how much long-term care is affecting us all. When I started in the business in the early 90s, I'm pretty sure the stats were right around 50% of people needed some sort of, you know, long-term care, either at home or in a facility or something. Now, the last one I saw was 80%.
Wow.
You know, and that's because if you think about it, stuff that used to kill you, now you take a pill for or something. So you're still able to be there, but, you know, the quality of life may not be quite as great. And then you need help, you know, doing things. So those numbers are easily $8,000 to $12,000 a month now. This is not stuff that is covered by insurance at all. Medicare, the most they'll ever cover is 100 days, which is just a little over 3 months. It's if they cover that long. It can be somebody can spend a couple hundred, 300, 400, 500,000, and then the person passes away, and then the healthy spouse, the surviving spouse, not only do they have way less money, But they also now, like we mentioned before, have less income.
Yeah, the savings has been drained.
Yeah, so the savings have been drained down. You know, now they've got a lot less money sitting there, less income now that the person passes away. You know, it can be a really, you know, huge devastation for people. And so the traditional long-term care policies are pretty awful because where they used to all brag that none of them had raised their rates, all of them have raised their rates. You know, there is nobody left who hasn't. And, you know, some of them, like CalPERS, is, for the public employees' retirement, they're actually just canceling. They got sued and for all the rate increases, and they're just going to cancel the plans and give everybody back their money and say, good luck. You know, so, you know, there are other options if you plan ahead. There's some great things that are, like, some are just... there's some annuities where you can put in $50,000, and if you need long-term care, they'll give you $150,000. Or there's some life insurance policies that you can get that are, you know, stable in terms of premium, but they'll keep they'll give you some of that death benefit to use for long-term care. So there's a lot of different things where these are ones where I like where. If nothing bad happens to you, which is what you're shooting for, right? then you're still good. But if something does happen, then it's going to make your dollars worth more dollars, you know. And so it works either way. If you need it or you don't need it, it's still beneficial. So, again, that's something you want to be taking care of, you want to be looking at. And, again, that's some of the stuff that we do have up on our toolbox. So again, if you want to have that toolbox, you can download it, all the different resources. You get to pick and choose from my book, everything up there. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or you can link it straight from wealthcreatorradio.com.
Still more to come from Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principle.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Everybody has so many questions about retirement, so I thought it'd be fun to bring some of those questions, play them on the air, and have you answer their questions, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Some questions from retirees. Here's the first one.
I'm 59, and I keep reading about Social Security and how it might not be there in the future for me. What should I be doing? Should I be saving more now? Or can I depend on Social Security?
Well, I don't think anybody should rely on Social Security 100%. It may not be enough, and most likely for most people, it's not enough for sure. And, you know, if you look at the Social Security website, it changes, you know, usually every year, but it's been roaming around the 80% range at some that roughly in 2035, which sounds like a long ways away, you know, 14 years. They'll only be able to pay out 80% of their benefits, which is like you just saying, I'm going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Okay, mortgage company, you're okay with that, right? And they're like, no. So something will have to get fixed. We'll have to see if the government's actually up to trying to tackle this before it gets to be a monster problem. It'd be nicer, but so far nobody's done that. So I would definitely be saving more and trying to put more money away. You know, I wouldn't rush out to turn on Social Security just because it may have issues. What's going to really happen is people who are younger are going to get less and less and less. And that's always been the way is they, you know, flip it down the road, right? And harm the people who aren't
about to vote in our on Social Security. So if you're younger, you better be saving a lot for yourself, because who knows what will be left of it by then.
Right. We have some retiree questions that I'm playing for Eric, and he's answering them for us on air. Here we go.
My dad's 72, and he swears he has everything covered. I know my mom and dad did a great job saving, and they did get a pretty large inheritance from mom's side of the family. But I'm worried about long-term care. Every time I ask about it, they tell me, don't worry, they've got it covered. I'm just wondering, do you think I should pursue that, or should I just let it go?
Yeah, so that's always a tough one, right? Because your parents were the ones who took care of you. And at some point, you kind of want to make sure they're going to be taken care of also, but they also may not want to be so open and talk to you about things. And, you know, I would probably ask this with both of them in the room at the same time, and then maybe individually also, just because, you know, especially if your dad says he's got it all taken care of, and then if dad dies, does mom have any idea what's going on? Does she, you know, get involved with the finances? I mean, she might, but she also might not. And I've seen it very ugly situations where people have no idea what's going on, you know, with their finances. And I mean, sometimes it's the guy even too. It's not, you know, just a woman or anything. Usually most couples, there's one who does more of the finances and one who does a lot less. So yeah, that might be an issue just on its own, is can mom take care of things if dad's gone? And, you know, so that'd be one question. But then also the long-term care stuff. You know, hopefully you have some idea of maybe how much they own the house or not. And, you know, is there more money in the, you know, there, or do they have, you could obviously ask, do they have insurance for that? You know, there are some great products now that are tied to life insurance that are really way better than normal, traditional, old school long-term care policies, because all of those long-term care policies, they've all had their rates go up. And they can keep raising them year after year after year. So really, that's one of those ones where lots of times you want to be, you know, looking at doing something different. And, you know, so it can be a hard situation to do. And, you know, one of the things that that we can do for people is also sit down and spend time with them. I mean, I've had lots of times where I've had adult children. Sometimes it's clients I have existing that, you know, one person I know, like one gentleman, he's a widow. Whatever, and now we always meet with him and his daughter, where before I used to only talk to his wife, because she's the one who ran everything, and she worked in accounting, and, you know, numbers were her gig. So it can definitely change, you know, but a lot of times we've also had people where, can you talk to my parents? And they were my clients, and so we'll bring them in and talk to, you know, nowadays, of course, with Zoom and everything else, we can do it even virtually, doesn't matter where they live, and, you know, find out what's going on and see if they, you know, want any help. And, you know, it can be a tough situation for sure, but you can only, you know, you can be responsible to somebody, but, you know, you can't really be responsible for somebody. So, you know, if they're not going to be able to be very forthwith and tell you what's going on, you know, then you might want to just say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you, so I hope you got it all taken care of. And if you don't, let me know now. That's one of those tough things, is how do you do all these things? But since that one question there was about Social Security, mm-hmm. We actually do have a report that we could send people on Social Security and with all the latest data and the ins and outs of Social Security. It's a really quick report. It's like 8 or 10 pages and stuff, and with a lot of pictures, so don't worry. It's not too jargony. So yeah, if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text SS for Social Security. So you don't have to type in the whole long words. Just the two S's. If you text two S's to 800-454-1184, again, text SS for Social Security report, 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
That number again, 800-454-1184, and their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We thank you so much for listening. And here is a final question for you, Eric.
We just had our first grandchild, and we helped our daughter and son-in-law put some money away to start a savings account. How can we help them save for college and think about some other options for future grandkids?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. You know, one of the things I'm big on is maintaining that control where the grandparents, it's still the grandparents' money. And, you know, not to say your kids won't spend it, but, you know, if you give the money directly to your kids, if they want to buy that jacuzzi for the house versus putting that money in the, you know, college savings account, they can totally do that legally. So, you can do a 529 account, and those are ones where it's like a Roth IRA. You don't get a tax write-off for putting the money in there. They grow tax deferred. And then as long as it's used for education, it comes out tax-free. And so those can be a great tool. We've got a lot of grandparents that we have that are funding those for their kids. And the other one's a little bit more unique is lots of times we have a lot of people that are taking money out of their retirement accounts, their IRAs and 401ks, paying the tax, and then putting it into some specially designed overfunded life insurance policies. Now, there's some people on the radio that call it laser fund and all these other goofy, stupid names, which are really technically illegal to use those marketing terms. But it's really just an overfunded life insurance. And why would you want to do that? Well, those are indexing with the market, so they can earn some pretty good money. And it's also something that they can keep for the rest of their life. But it's also on top of that, it's something where you as the grandparent can still own it and, have control over it. And so that way you don't have to give it to them when they're 18 or 21. You can choose if you ever want to give it to them down the road, but it doesn't have to go to them right away and stuff. So it's kind of a more unique way to go. It's something where you want to get the numbers and see how it plays out. But yeah, there's a lot of good ways that you can put money away for kids and grandkids and really have a good way to give them a kickstart in life. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of grandparents want is just to really help them, get on that right foot. And, one of the things we can help you do is get on that right foot by having a plan. So one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is create the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money and worry more about going off and having fun and doing something that's good, or maybe having those trips or other things that you want to be doing. So with that, what we do is we have a worry less wealth phone call that we set up, and we just talk about what's the issues, what's the concerns. And then if it makes sense, we'll actually go through that planning process, and we're waiving the $1,500 planning fee, and we'll go through this plan that you have now that you don't know you have. And again, we want to help you with that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, or you can go online and book directly there. But again, the phone number is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, who is right here in Silicon Valley helping retirees with straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Now, Eric, I know that you have been dealing with retirees for the past 30 plus years. And so, every week on our show, we also try to get some input from you from what you've seen, what you've experienced with your retirees. We often talk about challenges and risks that exist in retirement. And so thought it'd be good today to just have you give us an example of someone who's experienced a retirement obstacle. We call it a financial fail. So tell us about it, please, Eric.
Yeah, well, this is a gentleman who was, he came to us and we were trying to help him out. He'd been retired, had to go back to work. He retired early on and then realized after the fact, spent a lot of money, a lot more money than he planned because we retired earlier, right? So he had higher medical costs. He had lower Social Security income. All these things. And, now he's trying to rebuild. And, that's really tough to do that after the fact, because he's already locked in this lower Social Security income for life. He's already seen, how expensive things are. But he didn't have a plan to do it in first. And, I see this with a lot of people where they, they just go off and they don't realize that, they say, you can, you're going to only need X dollars for the rest of your life. Well,
usually you have those bucket list items, right? Those fun things, mm-hmm. especially during COVID, a lot of people weren't able to do them. So that bucket list kind of got longer because they weren't checking off things, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's certain things you can do. I mean, obviously having that income plan, knowing what expenses, having somebody review all that's, I think, probably simpler to do because it's just, hey, sit down with somebody, go through that income plan, and then check on it every year. In retirement too. You can't just right. set it and forget it type of thing. No, you got to check in every year to see how things have changed and see how things are, there's one theoretical thing of how much I was going to spend. Well, here's how much money I have left. And, did you spend that much or more? Yeah. So those are the things that you really want to be looking at. And then also for any time you have any large dollar amount in something, if it's a stock or whatever, you can put usually stop losses on that. You can have things where they sell at a certain level and bail out. So, again, have a plan is where this all sadly comes down to. I know it's boring, but this is that's what it's all about.
But it's the truth, yeah.
So, if you need to get some more resources, you want to get a little bit more information, you want to educate yourself, you can get my book. You can get a lot of great white papers about Social Security, how not to run out of money, all these wonderful tools that we have built up at the Wealth Creator Toolbox. All you have to do is text word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text toolbox 800-454-1184 or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.